as we begin this great adventure, a global adventure that will span the next 2 years, when you and I will listen attentively to the needs of God's people and to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and to discern what it is the Spirit is speaking to our hearts, so that we may join our voices with the voices of all who share our faith, of every race, language, culture, continent, and way of life. Also listening attentively to the voices of those who perhaps do not share our faith, or once did, and have chosen to leave. Some of you were part of the diocesan synod we had, I guess it's 7 years ago. But this is a much different enterprise. For we listen on behalf of the universal church, for it is the successor of Peter, who receiving all of this in synod with his brother bishops, will speak back to us what it is we ought to do to meet the challenges of the modern world. And I also thank you for your willingness to stay after your commissioning for a brief orientation, because it is important that you and I understand what it is we ought to do and what we ought not to do. More about that later. I'll keep you in suspense. But perhaps there is one aspect of what we do that we can easily lose sight of, lose perspective. And in this sacred time, I want to remind you and me of that great obligation. And the gospel gives us a hint of what that is. For we have heard this gospel perhaps hundreds of times in our life of discipleship, and we're familiar with it. And it is a parable that describes for us the obstacles for the seeds to grow. Seeds being the human heart, spirit. And you will hear much about those challenges, I am sure. But I do also want you to consider that if a seed is not healthy, if it falls on fertile soil, it equally will not bear fruit. For God's people, many of them, perhaps you and me included, carry many burdens, many sufferings, many wounds, that perhaps were not inflicted from without, but were inflicted from within. And if this synod is to bear great fruit, if you are going to be sent out as the ears of God in the world, then we must make it our business to be so receptive, so passive to what is being said, that we will allow also those burdens and wounds to come to the fore. For what is it that I speak? What is it that ultimately you and I are going to do? We are not just simply going to listen and report. We are going to be agents of healing. For the first step for anyone to heal, despite whatever cause the pain or wounds that they have, the first step is to find a welcomed heart to listen to their story, to listen to their pain, to do it in a way that does not judge, but simply offers it back to God, who is the divine physician and the great. As you get busy about all the things you will be doing, I want you never to forget in these next 7 months that along with your sisters and brothers who are ambassadors, who will be commissioned at noontime today and say, Divinity, you may be familiar with it, brilliant preacher, the editor of Magnificat for many years, and now stationed in Manhattan, came to give a talk at the Chancery a few years ago and said something that was striking to me. He said, or he said to all of us, but it struck me, he said, every human heart breaks differently, and every human heart heals differently. Or in my province, one heart at a time. So my friends, we will begin this adventure to listen, to discern, and to send people in mission, and let us never forget that you and I, as Teresa of Avila reminded us, are the only hands, the feet, the voice, the heart that the Lord Jesus has in the world after his ascension. May we use all those gifts to bring healing to a broken church and to a broken world. Let us